You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's primary elections take place in June, and nationwide there's been a lot of talk about election integrity and how much confidence people have in the system.
We begin our live team coverage, Your Voice, Your Vote 2024, with KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston. Peter?
Amanda, I'm right outside one of the ballot boxes in Salt Lake City at the public library where people are going to be able to go cast their ballots later this year. Now, Sutherland Institute Chief Growth Officer Derek Monson says a big driver of whether a person criticizes elections is whether their candidate won.
There's some good evidence out there showing that when your candidate loses, your trust in elections drops.
Monson says there's something we can do to increase trust in elections.
What has our experience been like? You know, if we go and vote in an election center, you know, do we have to wait in a long line? Is it easy to get in and process your ballot? If you vote by mail, are there issues?
Election month is just a few months away, and Monson says the goals that the Sutherland Institute has are to simplify the voting experience and inform voters what measures are actually keeping the election safe. Reporting live from the ballot box at the Salt Lake Public Library, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
That talk of election fraud and mistrust is also taking a toll on our election workers, many of whom have decided to call it quits in the last few years. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage, Your Voice, Your Vote 2024. Adam.
Tim, Taylor Morgan, partner at Morgan and May Public Affairs and occasional host of our KSL at Night program, says our county clerk's jobs are already hard enough as it is, but he says their jobs take a ton of skill, and he says they don't make a ton of money.
They're not given the support with the budgets and the staff that they need, yet still they're somehow able to pull it off. And unfortunately, they're really only given credit when something goes wrong.
Taylor says now what he calls an unfounded mistrust in the system, especially here in Utah, and fears of election fraud are adding more to their already full plate, and that's leading some of them to walk away. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. Growing tension this morning between the White House and Israel's prime minister over a pause in weapon shipments.
Israel is growing increasingly frustrated with the U.S. over the decision. The concern is that the 3,500 bombs in that shipment could be used in Rafah, where more than a million civilians are sheltering. Officials pointing specifically to the destruction caused by 2,000-pound bombs in civilian areas, bombs that can flatten buildings, their destructive power reaching hundreds of yards beyond a target.
ABC's Martha Raddatz reports President Biden does say the U.S. is committed to help Israel defend itself, and shipments of Iron Dome rocket interceptors will continue.
Senator Mitt Romney says federal staffers should be back at the office and stop working from home. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael.
Tim, this is why he and Senator Joe Manchin are pushing a new bill that would limit the amount of time federal employees can work from home. According to Deseret News, both senators have an issue with many federal office buildings still remaining noticeably empty post-pandemic. Romney says Americans deserve to have a present and productive federal workforce. However, union leaders for federal employees are pushing back, saying some of these guys aren't even able to work remotely in the first place. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
A busy street in Ogden is getting a facelift this summer. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Construction on Wall Avenue is officially underway. The project will extend from Riverdale to Harrisville, between Riverdale Road and 25th Street, and from 22nd Street to US 89. UDOT says they will try to keep most of the construction to nighttime, but traffic will still be affected. The department is warning residents and commuters to be ready for loud noises, vibrations, shifting lanes, closures, and delays. Some of the sidewalk ramps will also be under construction to make them more accessible. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Andy's here now.